Good morning. It is Saturday, February 28th, 2015. The time is 5:10 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Saturday morning, enjoying the first cup of coffee here. And I've been up for about an hour, got up with Max, feeding him, giving his medicine, and should have gone back to bed for an extra hour, but my curiosity intrigue caught me doing something and getting caught up in doing something here that I think is quite interesting, very interesting. And this particular audio, basically bypassing the dreaded audio pop-up online kiss of death that I have been calling this week, that sort of has miffed a lot of us here on the audio community, using a particular program, online program, I guess, to get our audio out there. But there's a roadblock. Now, thanks to Ruth of who's on Twitter, at R2UK, and also at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, we have a solution of bypassing the dreaded audio pop-up kiss of death. I love it. I've been doing some tests here with a particular app. It's called IFTTT. If this, then that. And I made my first recipe basically to notify me via email using the IFTTT app if a new feed item from RS Feed 1907, which is Bernie Goldbach's audio that he places on this thing called the internet, then send me an email at my email address. And I did get two emails this morning with the links, but the links that went to the RS feed basically went to, if you go to his Bernie's RS feed 1907, it basically went to the first post. So I had to look at Ruth's recipe that she had about if there's an RS feed, then post it on Twitter. And I looked at that, and I see there was a little bit of HTML code, maybe, or something like that. It's a little code that I ended up editing my email to pick up the MP3 that is dropped in Bernie's RS feed to send me an email. And I'll probably be making another recipe to notify me at my work email, because you can make on the IFTT app, you can make up a whole bunch of things. So I have one now using the recipe, the IFTTT recipe that Ruth has shared with us. And like I said, you can look at that recipe over on our Twitter feed at R2UK. And I have modified that to where this audio, once I'm finished with it, hopefully, this is going to be my big test, Ruth and Bernie, that once it's posted, or once I'm done, I am recording this on one of my three iPod Touches that have the audio app that I use to record this particular audio, this type of audio. I have used others, and it'll be interesting to see how this If Then and That app works on those. But for the time being, I'm using it here on this particular audio that I'm recording. And once I'm completed, it should go to my RS feed and then post on Twitter with the name that I will attach to it. And I got a few tags, so it'll be interesting to see how that posts this morning. So I downloaded the If Then and That app about a week, a little week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks, I guess, and was looking at it. And then just by coincidence, Ruth of R2K sort of posted up her recipe. And it's like, oh, okay, there's other people on this thing called the internet that are utilizing it that I do know. And so I've been looking at it as far as to incorporate it into my daily workflow of the things that I do here on this internet, this thing called the internet. And I find it quite interesting. And this is my first, other than receiving the email of the RSS feeds of at Top Gold's audio that he posted up this morning, this will be my second or third test, I guess, to check it out and sort of tweak it and streamline it. And I love it. It's great. And let me have a little more coffee here. So I'll probably be using this to post up my audio now. Of course, you don't get a picture. You get the straight audio bar, but that's okay. The audio, it's all about the audio. So a picture I can always post up. I did post up a picture on my Twitter feed of a post, well, a snapshot, sort of a screenshot cropped of what I think of, well, just to show what the recipe looks like, I guess. That I think Bernie posted it up. But anyway, I'm very happy with this new addition to my workflow, stitching things together, as Bernie would say. And I love that term, stitching things, stitching stuff. We are stitching stuff using apps to circumvent roadblocks, and that is great. And I see this morning on at Top Gold's Twitter line, he is at a particular gathering with the hashtag CESICON, which I will be following, I guess, during the course of the day when I go into work here. This is about the time I get up every morning. So I've been up an extra hours, which means a couple extra cups of coffee at work, I guess, to keep me going throughout the day. So just wanted to sort of express the thanks there to Ruth over there on Twitter at R2UK, and also to Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, and you can always catch some of his stuff over there at EdUcast. And if you're on the Twitter, follow him over there on that hashtag of CESICON. Bernie always has some great stuff posted, so always makes the day interesting to see what he's up to over there, stitching stuff, or else encouraging us all to stitch stuff together. You all have a good one. I'm going to finish my coffee here and then get squared away. Positive start to a Saturday morning, a work day for me at the day job. You all take care. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.